The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Assessing signs and wonders for a total turnaround. Our major emphasis this month is on the Word of God. In January, our emphasis was on prayer. And our emphasis this month is on the Word of God. So you can also call it Assessing Signs and Wonders via the Word. Whichever way you put it, you have said the right thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can I get some response tonight? I said, praise the Lord. What is signs and wonders? What is signs and wonders? Signs and wonders are events that are unmistakably, signs and wonders are events that unmistakably involves the hand and the power of God. Signs and wonders are events that unmistakably involves the hand and the power of God. Number two, what are signs and wonders? Signs and wonders are supernatural events that indicate the interference of the Almighty in the events of the earth or of a person. Signs and wonders are supernatural events that indicate the interference of the Almighty in the affairs of a person. On the earth, supernatural interference in the affairs of somebody. Somebody's here tonight, there will be a supernatural interference in your situation. I say there will be a supernatural interference in your situation. Say a louder amen. Say a louder, louder amen. Number three, what are signs and wonders? Signs and wonders are the deliberate acts of God provoked by the desperate faith of man. Signs and wonders are the deliberate acts of God which are provoked by the desperate faith or actions of man. Signs and wonders are deliberate acts of God provoked by the desperate faith acts of man. And one of the major things that provokes signs and wonders in the life of a person is the Word of God. God's Word is powerful. And it's our response to God's Word that determines our manifestation on the earth. Your response to the Word of God is what determines how fast your miracles, your signs and wonders will appear. God's word makes things happen at the speed of light. In Mark chapter 9, verse 23, Mark 9, 23, the Bible says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. If you only can believe. So it means that our miracles, our turnaround, our blessing, our progress is at the mercy of the Word of God. The Word of God you believe is what brings about a turnaround for you. Get ready. Jehovah, through His Word, will turn around your life this month in Jesus' name. Many of you here, very soon, your mates will see you. They will not be able to recognize you. Because of the kind of place you, the kind of level God would have placed you. I didn't hear your amen. Your amen doesn't encourage the preacher. It only shows your faith. Your amen doesn't encourage the preacher. It only shows your faith. Quickly tonight, beloved, what are key facts about the Word of God and signs and wonders? What are the key facts about the Word of God and signs? Number one is that God magnifies His Word above His name, and this results in signs. Psalms 138, verse 2. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness. And for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. The name of God, as many as it is, God magnifies his word more than his name. He takes his word very serious. He cannot deny himself. If you want signs and wonders, you must realize that God takes his word very serious. Number two, important facts about the word of God and signs and wonders is that the word of God is the rod for signs and wonders. Exodus 4 verse 17. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. The word of God is the rod that you stretch as a believer to do signs and wonders. The word of God is the rod you stretch that brings you to the realm of signs and wonders. Somebody is here today, you are going to that realm. I say you are going to that realm where the word of God from your mouth will bring about signs and wonders. Say a louder amen. Number three, important facts or key facts about word and signs and wonders is that God's word is light that destroys darkness around us. The word of God is the light that destroys the darkness around us. Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light and giveth understanding unto the simple. So the more lighted you are, the faster your life can turn around. The more lighted you are, the faster your life can change. The more lighted you are, the faster there can be a breakthrough in your life. The word of God is the light that destroys darkness around us. How many of us have ever seen it? That you enter a dark room where there's no light, and you put on the light, and the darkness is now shouting, I'm not going, I'm not going, I'm not going. The darkness is now arguing with the light and now saying, no, no. If you have seen such, can I see your hand? Darkness cannot argue with light. Once light comes, darkness must disappear. Immediately light appears, darkness cannot question it and say, you see, economy or something, or it's worry, or it's something. It just must go. Immediately you have access to light, change begins. That's why the devil doesn't like us reading this Bible. Because immediately you get light, something must change about your life. You are going to get light this month. I say you are going to get light this month. The Bible says if you want light, it says this light is from the word. If you desire light, it says the light you are looking for is in the word. May you get it this month. I say, may you get it this month. I say, may you get it this month. In the name of Jesus. Number four, facts about the word of God and signs and wonders is that God's word has power that creates new organs in your body. If you are sick, maybe you have an organ in your body that is sickly, the word of God has power to create new organs. The word of God can create new eyes. It can create new legs. It can create new hearts. It can create a new liver. The word of God has the power to create anything. He has creative ability. Do you know that the entire world was created by the word of God? The entire world we are seeing now. Everything. There was nothing in the world. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Then God began to speak his word. And then things were created one by one within 6 days. So the more you have the word of God, the more you can create things. The absence of the word of God is what makes a person unable to create. Listen. Things are created two times. They are first created in the spiritual realm and then they are created in the physical realm where we see it. Are you with me? So you first create them in the spiritual realm with the word of God. That's why the Bible says we call the things that be not as if they were. The word of God is what creates anything you want. You want to create success, you create it by the word. You want healing, you create it by the word. You want to build, you build by the word. Everything can be created via the word of God. That creative grace is coming on somebody here today. Number five, key fact about the Word of God is that if you want signs and wonders to follow you daily, you must apply the Word daily. If you want signs and wonders to follow you daily, you must apply the Word daily. Someone say daily. If you want the signs and wonders to follow you every day, then you must follow the Word of God every day. Signs and wonders, we always follow those who follow the Word. As from today, signs and wonders will follow you naturally. I say signs and wonders will follow you naturally. Signs and wonders will follow you naturally. In the name of Jesus. And number six, important facts about the Word of God is that the Word of God is what breathes the breath of life into a person. The Word of God is what breathes the breath of life into a person. According to Ezekiel chapter 37, from verse 1, the Word of God breathes life into dead bones and they rise up and they become a great army. This night, everyone here with any sickness, the Word of God enters you and flushes out that sickness in Jesus' name. Deformed organs shall be recreated to brand new ones tonight. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Quickly tonight, how to make the Word of God produce world signs and wonders in your life. We'll look at that quickly and then we'll go into prayers tonight. How to make the Word of God to produce signs and wonders in your life. Number one, study to find the right word in the Bible. Study to find the right word. If you want the Word of God to produce signs and wonders in your life, study the Word to find the right word. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, the Bible tells us, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you want the Word of God to produce signs and wonders in your life, you must learn to study. Do you know that there is a word in the Bible for progress? For example, in Proverbs 4 verse 18, the Bible says the path of the just like a shining light, and it shining more and more until the perfect day. You can use that word to make progress in life. There is a word for healing. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 17, he took our infirmity, he bore our sicknesses, and by his stripes we were healed. 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as I so. There is a word for everything in the Bible. But you can't know it except you find it. You have to study if you really want these signs and wonders. There is a word concerning marriage. None shall lack a mate. It's there. There's a word concerning conception. None shall be barren in the land. There's a word for everything in this Bible. There's a word that shows you how to get your prayers answered. In this Bible. If you want quick answers is there. To your prayers, you go to Genesis 15, you start from verse 2. Verse 5 particularly, I'm the vine, you are the branches, he that abideth in me, and me and I abide in him, he such shall bring forth much fruit, for without me he can do nothing. John 15 and verse 5. But if you start from verse 2 particularly, he tells us what we need to do, how we need to love him, how we need to win souls and bear fruits, and the fruits abide. All these things are in the Bible. Study this Bible. Settle down with this Bible. The more you study it, the more you gain insight into signs and wonders. The more you study, the more you know what to do to be able to attract what you need. Many don't know what to do because they are too far from this scripture. The Bible says we should look at it day and night. So we must ensure that we study it, and it must be done daily. It must be done daily. It must be done regularly. I pray for someone here tonight that grace comes on you in Jesus' name. The word you need that will change your life will come for you in the name of Jesus. Do you know there's a word for safety? That's why when I'm traveling, I don't have fear. I don't care. I don't fear journey to anywhere. I travel day and night. Some people, they say they don't travel in the night, they don't travel in the day. I don't have problem. If I need to travel, I travel. Because if I'm coming, and evil is coming, it must clear. If we are, me and evil, we are not friends. So if he's coming, it clears off. Somebody superior to him is coming. Friends, this scripture tells us who we are. We are not ordinary. Somebody say a big amen. This Bible tells us who we are. It's when we don't read this Bible that we begin to fear the devil. Who is the devil? It's under our feet. It's not somebody we can be giving so much reference to. We don't reference the might, the strength of the devil in our church here. We reference the power of our God. He's not the lion. He's only roaring like the lion. He's seeking whom they do. He's not the lion. Our own God and we ourselves that he gave back to, we are the lion. This understanding are all from the scripture. It's not boasting. They are from the scripture. Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Please, settle down to study. Number two, how to make the word of God produce signs and wonders in your life. Meditate on the word of God. What is meditation? Meditation means to consider the word of God deeply. Meditation period is incubation period. Meditation period is incubation period. You are trying to soak what the word just told you now. You are trying to soak it inside your system. For example, the word tells us, say, ye are gods. Say, all of you, are the children of the Most High. By the time you get that or that into your system, you know that you are not an ordinary person. You are not an ordinary person. You are superior to witches and wizards. You are superior to diabolical power. It's an aberration for you to be afraid of witches. They don't have the power the God, the Almighty, has given to you. Meditate on the word of God. It is in meditation that the nutrients of the word of God drop into our hearts. When you are meditating on the word of God, the juice in the word drops in your heart. When you are meditating, in fact, you can meditate on one single verse for 1 hour. Say, eh? So this is in this Bible. Then you begin to look at it. You begin to soak it. You begin to look at it. You begin to look until you are able to get what that word is saying. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 15, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 15, the Bible tells us, it says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly unto them, that thy profiting may appear to all. So it is those that meditate that access profit. Nobody here will make loss again. In the business of life, you will not make loss again. When you are doing something and it's not working perfectly, you need to meditate on the word and try to find out what is really going on. What are we not doing right? That's meditation. You soak the word into your system. You incubate the word into your system. So much so that it flows in your blood. As from today, grace to meditate on the word, God will give unto you in Jesus' name. I say, God will give unto you in Jesus' name. Did I hear somebody say amen? So that issue of meditation is very important. The Bible says Isaac went to meditate. He went to meditate. So the more you meditate, the more you have on everybody you see that meditate, they have good understanding. It is in meditation that you think, that you also discover some of your mistakes. This thing I'm doing is not right. This one is not bad, but it's not really right. It's in meditation. It's in meditation you discover from scripture what you are supposed to be doing and what you're not supposed to be doing. As from today, grace to sit down to meditate, God will give unto every one of us in Jesus' name. See, we are in a fast world where everybody, so much noise everywhere. Everybody wants to be on the go. You don't necessarily have to be on the go before your life is productive and it's expanding. Sometimes you need to settle down. You need to think. You need to allow the word of God to breathe into you. You need to look at areas to which you don't do things right. That's meditation. Grace for deep meditation. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say grace for deep meditation. Receive it in Jesus' name. I say grace for deep meditation. Receive it in Jesus' name. Meditation is thinking over the word. I'm sorry to say this. Some Christians don't think. And when you don't think, you will stink. When you don't think, you will stink. I can't imagine somebody now, after this kind of fast now, to this same night again now, you now go out to go and jaye, to go and drink beer, or to go and, after this, you fasted. It shows that the meditation, there's no deep meditation. The more you get closer to God, the more your heart is drawn towards, you will think deeply. It is in meditation that you begin to think that, can my life, my life must not become like my father's life. Is somebody with me tonight? My life must not become like my uncle's life. Then you take correct steps. That's meditation. All from the word, from what you are getting from the word of God. Number three, how to make God's word produce signs and wonders in your life. Believe the word of God that has been sent to you. Believe that word. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For the word of God to produce signs and wonders in your life, you must believe what the word is saying to you. Luke chapter 1 and verse 45. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that was said to her of the Lord. Your belief system is what brings your life to where it's supposed to be. Where you are now is your belief that brought you there. You believe that God can help you. That's why you came here tonight. I believe God that if I can fast and wait on Him, He will renew my strength. That's why I'm fasting. Where you are today is your belief that brought you there. If you are going to gain signs and wonders, it's not free. You need to believe. That's why a lot of times Jesus will say, it is to you according to your faith. That is to you according to your belief. So, believe the word you are reading. Believe what you are reading. When you believe the word of God, you are positioned yourself on the highway to signs and wonders. Immediately you believe what God has said concerning you, you are positioned yourself where you can receive signs and wonders. But when the Bible is not being read, how do you want to believe it? There are some believers, they've been using the same Bible for more than 20 years. More than 20 years. And not one page is turned there. No believer can be greater than the level of his word intake. No believer can be greater than the level of his word intake. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you might grow thereby. So the more you position yourself with the word, the more you grow. The more you grow. You move from a babe, a baby Christian, to a mature Christian. Then you begin, after some time, you become an elder. You begin to grow and grow and grow and grow. Nobody grows without adequate word intake. No believer grows. That's why you can see somebody that say, I've been born again for 10 years. 10 years and has never read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 10 years of being born again has never read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. How will the person grow? Growth must be deliberate. Growth must be deliberate. For our mommies that have babies and are doing exclusive, which is recommended by our doctors here, they know how many times they breastfeed during in a day to be able to match up with the demand, especially if the child is a boy. You know what I'm talking about. They know how many times they have to breastfeed. The amount of pap, water, milk, and different things that they have to drink to keep the thing flowing. Because either it's there or it's not there. The baby is desperate for it. They need it to be able to grow. Especially at a very, when they are growing towards that 6 months. After some time, say it's not enough for me. When you get to a level as a Christian, even reading the Bible alone will not be enough for you. You now go into books. You begin to go into research. You begin to acquire tips. If you have more clothes than books and tips, you have a long way to go. If you have more shoes than books and tips, you have a long way to go. Your growth must be deliberate. I want to grow. And you don't just say, I want to grow. You must be eating. What will you be eating? This scripture. Eating it deliberately every day. Because you want to grow. You want to know what you did not know before. How much can a pastor teach within 45 minutes message? Very, very little. Maybe just twice a week. So you have to get it on your own. You sit down with it to boost your faith, to increase your level of belief. As from today, new hunger for the word shall come into everyone's heart. I say new hunger for the word shall come into everyone's heart. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Do you want to grow? Then the word of God must be your friend. The word of God must. Social media has made a lot of things, has bastardized a lot of things now. Because most people now, their time is on social media. Even if they don't want to go on social media will find a way to. But even just making calls, social media is pushing things there. And you know what they do now is that they look at age group. They look at age group. So they push things to you within your age group. When they see your age, if you are between 14, 15, 21, there are some things they push. They see your age between like 23. I say this one is already having sense small. So from 23 to 30, there are some things they will push. From 30 to 39, there are some class of things that they've done plenty research. Then from 40 upward, of course, there are some things that they know this one's also. So everybody, they classify. So if you are not careful, you are overwhelmed, you forget the Bible. You'll be going 3-4 days. And let me tell you this, beloved, anything you don't do consistently for 21 days can never be your habit. Anything you don't do consistently for, before Bible reading can be a consistent thing for you, you must do it consistently for 21 days. It now becomes your habit. Anything you do for 2-3 days is just there. That's why television watching is a habit for many of us, because we have been doing it since we were young, so you still have it now. tonight, a hunger for this word is coming for everyone here. To the extent that if you have not read the Bible, your body will be shaking. To the extent that you will not travel from Ilorin here to Lagos and be chatting with people in the car without studying your Bible. To the extent whereby you will be able to shut down your TV, you know the time, 9 o'clock, it's okay. Or 10 o'clock, it's okay. Then from 10 to 11, you gather scripture. You gather scripture. That will be somebody's testimony. I said that will be somebody's testimony. Number four, how to make God's work produce signs and wonders in your life. Declare the word of God daily. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. The word of God you have heard cannot produce signs if you are not speaking it. That's why a lot of times when some preachers preach, some of us think that maybe they are speaking. They are just trying to speak faith. They are trying to speak what they have read in the Bible. Learn to speak what you have heard. The Bible says you are the head and not the tail. Am I right? Speak it. The Bible says you shall not die but live to declare the glory of God. Am I right? Speak it. The word of God you speak is what produces signs in your marriage. Is what produces signs in your studies. Is what produces signs in your children. Keep speaking the word. Keep speaking the word. What you have found is a mystery. Keep speaking it. God revealed it to you. It's a secret to others. It's a secret revealed to you. Keep speaking what you have. There's no devil that can make shut my mouth from speaking what God has shown me. If God has shown me, and you now say I shouldn't say it, no, it's impossible. Please begin to speak big. Begin to talk big. That's what the Bible is talking about. Did you see what David did in 1 Samuel chapter 17? He was speaking big against Goliath, small boy of 17 years. He faced Goliath and said, I will deal with you. Cut your head. In the past, I killed lion. I killed bear by the power of God. You, I will deal with you again. Uncircumcised Philistine. I will give your head to the birds to eat. Small boy. How can a small boy be speaking like this? He was speaking the word. If you cannot talk big, you can't get it. Keep speaking the word. Keep saying, let anybody say anything. My future will be bright. My husband will be very blessed. I know it. I just know it. How did you know it? I know it. I'm going to do well. I'm going to carry my children. I'm going to prosper. I remember when we were trusting God for children, when we first got married, and my wife would say to me, "Say this, my breast is not for fashion; it's to feed children. It's to feed children. Oh, I'm going to use it to feed children." It sounded somehow, but is it truth? Well, you know how many has been fed from it. You must not count the number of children for the owner of the children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's how it works. That's how it works. Because if you don't do that, sometimes you just be overwhelmed with all kinds. A woman that's never met a man, a lady that's never met a man before and then went to the doctor. We never met a man before marriage. Now went to the doctor and have listed problems in her body. This one is wrong with you. Says, this thing, I don't understand. How is it possible? Did he jump inside me? How did he? I said, my friend, let's go home. All these people, this thing they are saying is rubbish. And started speaking the word. Started speaking the word. My children are coming. Went to market, bought clothes in faith. shortly, not long after that, he said, my body is feeling somehow. I said, it must be somehow. Well, let's go to lab and check you. Went to lab, sat down, lab result came out. Your guess is as good as mine. Praise the Lord. Keep speaking. What you believe, keep speaking it. In the face of the toughest challenges, keep speaking the word. And God will make it happen for you. One more and then we'll go to pray. I've run out of time already. But let's run through real quick how to make God's word produce signs and wonders for you. Number one is what? Study to find the right word. Number two, meditate on the word. That is, sit down with the word that you have gotten and think over it. Ruminate over the word. Ruminate over, lock your door. Ruminate over this word. Number three, believe the word of God. That word that God has spoken to you, believe it. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt God's word. Number four, declare the word of God. Keep speaking the word. Anybody can doubt you. Anybody can say you are too proud. You speak. Keep speaking it. Keep speaking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. And number five, act on the word. Act on the word. Any word God has spoken to you, act on it fast, fast. In John chapter 2 and verse 5, the Bible speaking there, his mother said unto his servant, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. That is the secret to signs and wonders. Anything God tells you to do, do it. Friends, I don't have a problem with what God tells me to do. It is God's order that is making us here. That brought us here. Anything God tells you to do, do it. If you really want signs and wonders, anything God tells you, either tells you directly or tells you through his servant, do it. As this will launch you into signs and wonders. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, as I begin to round up, the Bible speaking there, that it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe to do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. So, doing God's word is what sets you above. Is what brings you into signs and wonders. That's why for me, my major prayer point, I have many prayer points. If I'm praying, there's no bus stop, there's no, it's a continuous, it depends on how the time is. But my major prayer for myself, particularly when I'm praying for myself, is grace to please God. That's my prayer, majorly. Because if I can please God, what else? If I can do God's will, I'm made now. Once you can please God, that's how that your life has changed. Because once you can please God, you will access everything. You access blessing. You access long life. You access progress. You access. So pleasing God. That is what he has said to us must be our desire. I pray tonight that a hunger for God's word will be battered in everyone's heart tonight. It says to be battered in everyone's heart tonight. No youth will be walking aimlessly on the streets all around again. They will sit down with the word and be able to study the word. That thing that makes you to sleep every time you want to study the Bible, it is cursed tonight. That thing that you were not sleepy before. Ate good food. Played with friends. Did this. Play with your children. Play with your husband. You didn't feel sleepy. Immediately Bible comes like this. You begin to feel sleepy. That thing is a liar. It is removed from your life tonight. Say a louder amen. Amen. And every distractions that comes your way when you want to study is removed tonight. I say it's removed tonight. I say it's removed tonight. You know, let me just round up here. You know what? In my place, they say something. They say it is what the bird eats that the bird will fly with. If you have nothing inside, you have nothing to fly with. It is what you have inside. I'm not talking of food, though. I'm talking of spiritual food. It is what you have inside that can make you fly. Somebody's life is taking a flight. Nobody will see you on the same spot again. I say nobody will see you on the same spot again. Your life will move forward. Your business will move forward. Your career will move forward. And the desire for God's word will continue in your life all the days of your life. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.